second speech.
Well, we all
said, well, that, obviously, you know, we've been doing the bench sale. What Baker told him was that the names, the White House names and so forth, were mentioned as was reported in the paper, and he confirmed the accuracy of his paper story. And then said that McCord, however, could only give them, as you're saying, he did not have direct knowledge. But he did identify two people from whom he had gotten this information, each of whom did have direct knowledge. And Baker didn't give the vice president those names, but he made it clear that they were Hunt and Liddy. And he further made it clear that the Senate committee intends to immediately call Lynn, and that they expect, therefore, to hear direct firsthand testimony that Mitchell and the
Hunt and Liddy talk.
Did this. Hunt and Liddy may not.
Probably
won't.
You don't know about.
I then laid out to the vice president in very brief form our problem. The point that you waive executive privilege, you go up and look what the Senate's doing, and you have the overriding service problem of they get one person up there and they get what they can out of him and chastise him and be ready and all that, make a show out of it on television. Or even if they do it in an executive session, they then put it out, obviously. So you have no protection there. And then all of that simply proves the validity of our judicial system and the point of a grand jury. Something like this. I said, I don't see how we can be in a position to forget the separation of powers question, which is a very serious question and a problem. But look at the practical one. Can you send people up there? Is it a practical move? He said, no, it's not. I see that problem. And I said, but couldn't you then let them go to the grand jury? And I said, we want to go to the grand jury, the people here who've been there. And he said, well, then I would urge, looking at it from an outside viewpoint, that the president say, I mean, have Ron Ziegler say, the president should not, but have it be the president,
right,
saying, reporting that the president says, that that if the grand jury wants to interview John Dean, and he hopes very much that they will, since his name has now been bandied about rather loosely in this thing, that John is very willing and anxious to appear, and the president is, of course, desirous that he appear, and waives not only his executive privilege, but his lawyer-client privilege as it pertains to any acts or steps, you know, involvement of Dean himself in any relation to the Watergate. You don't say that. You don't cite any of the answers. In other words, Zimmer doesn't answer any questions. He just says that. We have to work out the statement very carefully as to what precisely he does. And then say also that any other members of the White House staff who would presumably come under the posture of executive privilege would also welcome the opportunity, if the grand jury wishes to talk with them, to cover their knowledge.
The way you start this, what is involved here? Charges of criminal conduct.
Yeah.
And charges of knowledge of the president. A proper place in such charges. Therefore, you come out though with Colson's that you don't waive executive privilege, you don't do it.
You waive it on a limited basis, you waive it on the basis of his own involvement. See, that's why he wants to do the grand jury, because you waive executive privilege on any involvement in the Watergate crime. You clearly don't, but you don't say this. You don't waive executive privilege of any of us in regard to our conversations with other people in the White House and hearsay or anything else that we picked up, because that is a different area.
I thought we'd gone around this and done a message on it. So that's what we're all for.
We get back to that. Weicker's having a press conference at 2:30 today, which had the vice president also worried. But Weicker's been a
budget.
We're getting it.
Small matter. Might be important.
Another, probably totally irrelevant, but utility, we found out inadvertently that, an individual, for the last some weeks, every day at noon, drops off a brown envelope at a newsstand, at the Senate newsstand. Stopped by the newsstand between 12:30 every day, and leaves a brown envelope, which every day between 3:30 and 4 is picked up by another individual and taken away. And that's been going on for some weeks. And the individual who drops the envelope is an employee of the Judiciary Committee, the Senate Judiciary Committee staff member. They don't know who the person is who picks it up,
correct?
But inadvertently, presumably, a girl who works in the newsstand yesterday, opened the envelope thinking it was something else. And it contained Watergate materials. She sealed it back up, realized it wasn't for her. She thought it was another envelope or something, she says. So it back up, put it back when the man came and picked it up at 3:30. Observation crew watching the drop and the pickup today. And we'll put a tail on the pickup. Secret Service headquarters is doing this. But the odd thing is the employee, the Judiciary Committee employee, is a super hardline right wing Virchow type of guy. Or people consider basically a good guy. And he said he's a security subcommittee. One wouldn't think that would have anything to do with Watergate, except this girl says that the materials were in were about the Watergate. We need it for somebody else. We'll get some sort of recount to see what that's all about. But the vice president felt, from the outside viewpoint, that making them, I said, that is going to make Senator Baker happy. We send these people to grand jury because they don't, their the Senate's interest is not in getting the facts out, it's in getting their service up there. He said, I understand that, but it will take the ball away from them. And we'll put the president in a position of being doing something forthcoming, all the stuff, the obvious stuff he's saying. And I'm not discouraging.
No, I don't.
I'm saying quite properly the things that are
here. Worry about what he's saying.
And he said it would be, the appearance would be the president doing something forthcoming on this. He said, I know. And I will say, as I always say when people ask the question, that we have made the point of total cooperation, that our people have cooperated. They have appeared before the grand jury. They have appeared before the nose of the gun. But nobody gives a damn. He said, that's the media conspiracy. We're going to get that out. But if Ziegler says Dean will go, that will make news. Folks.
And anybody else?
Anybody else? That won't make news, but Dean going will. If you want the anybody else in, be for our only one or two position. Now, his point is, with the president going on television tonight, that it would be wise to do that beforehand, for Ron to have done it today, so that when the president, so that there's no, the enemies don't say when the president goes on,
he didn't stop about it.
No, no, the other one is just trying to cover up. He's trying to divert attention. So the people aren't going to think that,
that's come to Dean can't avoid it.
He feels that he cannot.
But
now, what are you thinking about? Well, we're back to that hangup, and it's a super hangup.
Yeah.
And it's gotten worse now because in Liddy, what's his name? McCord has testified that there was a meeting that Dean says there was. He said who was there, he said when it was, and he said that there were charges presented by Liddy and all that. Now, that's again hearsay, except in this case, McCord may have or have seen the charges. And they have called McCord back for next Wednesday and told him to bring evidence. And one of the senators afterwards told the reporter, check what McCord's going to bring back. That's your story.
McCord testified he knew about other bugging. I wonder quite a lot.
I don't know. And I see that's an area I've purposely never asked about, because I have always been convinced that if we were to, they were doing that, they were doing other. And I felt that I, that's an area that is better not to know about. But I have a horrible feeling that there must be under it, that that's probably, you know, the kind of, proven or not, I don't know, but if the charge will come out, if they get it out of the courts, though. No, sir.
What I mean is, one thing, you ever think your water is going to...
I don't think water gate did. And I'm told it didn't. I'm told that water gate reports, which were not identified as water gate reports, they were rewritten the same way the FBI does, these are former FBI guys, and they rewrote them to say confidential sources inform us that, or reliable sources, whatever that code word is that we were used, they use the same thing. And that those were some of those, apparently three, were sent to Strachan. Only three. And Strachan did not know what they were. He did not know the source of them. They simply said confidential sources reveal back burial.
Dean's problem, such and such. Dean's problem. Mitchell, in effect, is asking Dean to commit perjury, is that what he's saying?
Their argument is that the reason is because Dean asked them to do to Dean. What Dean told them to do, and the police Dean to do, is to stay with them. Dean doesn't totally agree with that, but does agree with the discussion of what would be the best.
He was pregnant with us.
That was a meeting out of Becker's office. Becker was not there, but they moved over to Becker's office because some people were in there. Dean says that, said again today, I cannot understand what that meant. He said, no, I had a meeting with him yesterday. I was just mental spectrum. I had sat and looked at him and passed it. He's a very close to the phone thing about me. He couldn't say
the advice would be of interest on this.
Maybe. Called Del Rogers and asked if I could talk with him.
Of course, he was here to do on the street and kick him out with him, so he, of course, said for Dean to go,
but I don't know about his problem. He knows the rest of
it. The way I would tell him the problem is not that Dean told him the lie.
Because I don't know that, yeah.
But essentially, the Dean's recollection was that it was brought up and it had a $1 million program, and Mitchell just laughed and they thought it was turned off.
Not connected. Right at that time. Not at that time.
Of course, they never connected with anyone.
No.
And when he felt the controller together to get on, he just turned it off. The other question is that the way Dean could handle it, he could have to think about it. He'd have to say, well, my recollection is that the meeting was primarily for the purpose of, you know, of advising him. Whatever it was, whatever said it was, that there was a presentation by this lady in the conference that was just out of hand, just rejected, and nobody gave it a thought.
Well, that's one. Then there's the question of the second meeting. Mm-hmm. Then there's the question of the second meeting, which both
lawyer and
Mitchell said didn't happen, which did happen. Which shows that both of their diaries happened, and that both of their diaries are in the hands of the government.
Well, so they better remember the second meeting. He said, yes, there was a second meeting. Dean was there. Dean came in at the tail end of the meeting. What happened there? There was no go ahead.
It was a revised, a presentation of a revised plan, which Dean also says he rejected and she'll agree.
Dean was not making decisions about
this. Dean ties me into this too. No, he wasn't making the decisions, but he was sitting in and was saying, you know, you cannot be talking about this to the Attorney General. This is ridiculous. And then Dean says, and I'm sure it's probably true, but he came by my office when he came back, and he said they had a presentation of an intelligence plan that was just out of the question. I told them so, and it's been turned off, and I think we should stay out of any further discussion and talk. They obviously have, you know, on the wrong track.
Yeah, we did. And you should testify to that wherever I live.
Yeah.
That's your only knowledge of it. In fact, when you say we had no knowledge of it and so forth and so on, we did. I mean, you can stand to the firm.
Oh, warranty, absolutely.
Yeah.
I had a knowledge that, of course, that there was a general.
But nobody ever.
Effort to put together some intelligence gathering.
But then you say it was not Mr. Holloman. Do you know that there was some bugging involved?
No. Absolutely.
Dean did not mention that. The dean was everybody involved. Frankly, the precinct.
Well, in that plan that they presented, yeah, he must have, because apparently the charge should have been. He cited to me some of the examples of the car out things, but I don't remember that. And I don't recall what he did. He may have. If he did, they didn't make any impression. I wasn't concerned with it because he said it was a far out that wasn't worth consideration.
Really, I suppose only the accident of this group. In fact, we have so much going on. But I was thinking this is the kind of thing that Dean might have been talking to about it. You never discussed it. I never saw a dean. I know that. But and I never saw a dean on a recruiter until after the presidential election. I was a recruiter except for that one. You realize that?
Yeah.
Never saw him. Remember they said, thank John Dean. They brought him in. Mm-hmm. Colson, as I said, the producer, I don't think he would have been.
You never told him that. Well, I think we've got to offer him that we ran through. I'm just, they're going to get it anyway, and we got this problem regardless. I don't know how we deal with that problem. And maybe our offering him accelerates the problem, but that's all it does. He's got to go. Mitchell says he does.
Mitchell says he has to.
Nobody argues the question of whether Dean is going to have to go to the grand jury. If Dean is named, which we now have. Don't know for sure, but we sure as hell, for a practical purpose, know that he is.
Well, we could say that he waives executive privilege with regard to any matter involving any personal charges against him about the inquiry. That's the way I do it. But I think you'd have to get going on this announcement though, right away. I agree it should be banned tonight. Are we rushing now? Yes, I don't think we are.
Well, we are, but we've been around some other times. I think I've got to make one more round.
We've got to go control it at 3 o'clock, Bob. You know, we want to host too long.
Yeah. That's where the time on right now. Do you care any personal involvement in the Watergate break-in?
Watergate. Yes, it's Watergate.
Correct. Who do you check? I think I've got to check Mitchell. I think he's got to know.
Right.
Dean, obviously.
Recruiter, I wouldn't check.
Oh, no. Colson.
I would just hear him.
Absolutely.
Right.
And Earl, at this point, who has been
away
from it for a little bit.
We've been on.
Away from this a little bit for a couple of days.
Well, Ehrlichman, of course, is.
More is not necessary.
No. Ehrlichman is part of the hangout school and so forth, but Ehrlichman also is a shrewd lawyer. I didn't think he knew about that. So he's a criminal lawyer and so forth. And I just rather wonder if I should have very good John today. With all of the problems he's got, John's a goddamn good lawyer. John Berman is an honest fellow. And he understands the crime thing. He's been telling me the truth. I've got to also understand Bob, but I understand from my other people. I'm a gentleman. And Brad here. Stand for him. I'm going to. And, sympathetic with regard to the person and protecting him and whatever he was, but also sympathetic in terms of whatever happened, you know, I mean, we have a good need to happen. For example, recruiters, I was trying to parse that out in my own mind, and it's part of somebody like that, or listen to another question. There was sort of playing around like a shotgun. not repose all that $8,000 in post doctor books. You got this for a mail and this and that. What the hell is the difference? It's Thursday before April. You know, it's been a time frame period. But then at the end, it was what I did. His idea about strong and you and so forth and so on. A lot of that. A set in motion, just set in motion a situation where you've got two men named and you eventually perjure exactly the problem. He said it was so ridiculous that he didn't even.
No, it seems to me that's it, but they're not going to try to get Mitchell on perjury. What they will do is try to use that to get him signing off on the water, even their new units.
No, let's say I never. Yeah, if McGruder starts to move, McGruder can say that the situation came up that we were being perfectly forthright in our hands. I don't know how. They've been too goddamn forthright, that's the problem. He said that it was never discussed. And I don't know how they get off, but that's the problem.
I don't see that they would get off of it. Is that they would say the Watergate was never discussed, and it wasn't. Got a point of bugging the national
government. Maybe they were asked that.
It was not discussed.
Maybe they were
there
asked
for the general intelligence plan discussed. They've got a problem, but it seems to me they've got a worse problem if they don't get off of it. Now you've got. What if they hold up the charts and say, did you ever see these charts? Is he going to say no?
Yeah. Bob, well, one more thing. You and I. Get on this. I wonder if you would mind. So I've got plenty of money now that she's getting that copy of it next.
I'd like to
know, robot. I would like to get this done by 3 o'clock. I think you should. Get it elevated. I don't incidentally think it needs to be all that big. I'm not thinking of it being a big story that being will go up and so forth. You know what I mean? I just
you don't want to have a big story. You just want to get it out and addressed, and so that it gets played, so that it is known.
Do an early call. See if there's any way, Gene. Dean could just, in order to say frankly what it is, basically in order not to get Mitchell and Gruder tied up on a version and so forth. I guess you've got to read what the hell they said, but how to do that. The only way I can think of Dean is that Dean, you know, it'd be the horrible thing. You just say, I refuse to testify on the grounds of.
The only way he can reasonably refuse and have any hope of getting away with it, and he could try it at the very, but it would sure pique everybody's curiosity, is to refuse on lawyer client privilege and executive privilege in that this does not relate to his personal involvement. He can say, I was at a meeting where this was presented. I cannot testify as to who else was at the meeting.
You can't talk to the person now.
John, if I can get him, and what I want to do is get him in, and I'll call Rondo. Call Dean.
Rondo, call Colson.
I can't get Rondo until 3 o'clock.
Don't wait for John. Don't wait for him. Colson. Could I suggest maybe if you call him now and let me know what you find out? I think that's going to be actually good. You might call him up here or something. Shall I tell you, confer him and meet you wherever you want him?
My office.
All right, Bob. Shall I ask him to meet you there in 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Hey, John. Oh, Bob wants to just finish between drafts here and so forth. But then I got George's stuff and I worked it over again. Bob wants to talk to you in about 10 minutes in his office. Can you meet him there? And he wants to give you advice on the situation. He's a little bit of a wrestler. Okay, so. Is he up there?
our meeting today. He's debating Mullenhoff?
No, there are two separate formats.
Colson's doing a Colson appearance and Mullenhoff's doing a Mullenhoff appearance. Former White House aide dead or something.
Mullenhoff is mine.
Yep.
He's too late to line up for him and catch him so he gets back.
There's a chance that he gets him.
Sure.
Or you think there is?
No, I think there is.
I think he knew about Liddy, you know, I know he, I'm convinced he knew Liddy was, that he was probably using, no, not necessarily, well, yeah, that he was using Liddy and Hunt for his activities.
But not the water.
But I don't, I find it easy, or not easy, I'm able to believe that he didn't know about the water.
And Gruder really lashes out hard at Colson.
Yeah, but not, when you pin him down, it's on things like Colson running ads, Colson buying books and all.
Colson urging that he had to get the dope on O'Brien, whatever that was. That would be perfectly,
right.
Everybody.
Now, there's a question here, is not the mode, not the, the objective, the question is the means.
That's exactly right.
Can't question our desire to want to know what they were up to, you can only question how we went about finding out. Colson, I would guess, truthfully, disclaimed any knowledge of how they went about it. That's probably by now, yeah. He was working at home for a while. Let's get all, let's follow that. So everybody in the White House is cleared.
Yeah.
the courts, let's say we all go to the Senate, get cleared there. Then they say, okay, then where did it go? Maybe you do end up with it, that it was part of it. That's where I ended up with the House judge yesterday. I didn't think.
Cut it off. I'm going to urge though, ask you, to place a call in your, who did you place this call in?
I don't know.
You got a message?
Yeah.
Call it back immediately, I'm keenly aware of this, and I'm with you on the problem. You do that, and say, and there you go, you're really aware of it, and I'm going to get the speech on tonight.
Because we stayed away, you're aware of the problem, but you stayed away from the discussions and solutions, because for obvious reasons.
That's right. Okay, what you just said, what do you suggest, ask him, what do you suggest, Jim?
Make suggest something about executive privilege, come on in.
Okay, well, to get Harlow in, isn't going to be very helpful with him. He's going to say, well, we got a problem.
Dave has got very big,
he did right up, right?
That's right.
Okay.